This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Leadership of Europac.com is our guest. Final segment with him. Then we're going to go back to your phone calls for a segment. Then I've got our reporters in D.C. covering the papal visitation, the socialist nightmare, trying to get a billion Catholic followers to go against what all the other popes and Catholics were who were anti-communist. I mean, what a nightmare. Peter Schiff's our guest. We were talking about the West wanting to import unskilled people, 90% males, coming in screaming, give me everything free, throwing rocks at everybody. I mean, it really is nightmare images. The media is trying to cover it up. And the caller said, what does this signify? And you said, it signifies that we've entered insane asylum land, basically the end. Put a bookend on that, and also how you think we could put more pressure in a nice way on that prison and the Bureau of Prisons to release the political prisoner, Erwin Schiff, your father, because do they really want a martyr on their hands? Do they want him to die in prison?
Well, you know, I think they are going to potentially martyr him. Even if he doesn't die in prison, you know, he may be dying as a result of his having been in prison.
Yes.
Because of the incompetent way he was cared for in supposedly a medical facility. You know, he could have stayed in Otisville where he was enjoying himself and had regular visits, but no, they had to move him across the country so he can get medical attention, and then he got none, and maybe a routine melanoma that could have been cured ended up as a life-threatening or death sentence a cancer as it spread throughout all the organs of his body. So what can people do? I don't know. You know, I mean, you can call a congressman, put pressure, let him out, get an investigation of the prison. I think it's a disgrace what's happening. But if even the people in the prison say, yes, we want to let him out, well, let him out. But this is government. Nothing can be done. You can't make a decision. Everything's got to go through so many different layers of bureaucracy that things that a private company could do or a private citizen could do in a minute takes governments months, and maybe they can't even get it done. So we have to put some outside pressure because they're certainly not moving on their own. But the final thoughts on this end game, again, I think this thing started to unravel in 2008. That was the beginning of the end. This is the period, the unwinding of this massive bubble that began in 1971 when we went off the gold standard. It's been a long time in coming. Guys like my dad were criticizing it back in the 70s. He saw it coming from a mile away. And, you know, he may not live long enough to ultimately see the consequence. In fact, if you go and you read my dad's book, The Biggest Con, which came out in 1973, 1974, I still have some copies. You can order them at Schiff Radio. It's a fantastic book, but it's amazing how far into the future my father saw and how much of what he wrote in that book has happened since he wrote it.
Well, he's one of the original patriot leaders, and we stand on his shoulders. And I just hope he knows how many people appreciate the work he's done because, I mean, everything, he exposed the IRS for political persecution, that's all come out. He exposed the private Federal Reserve.
Yeah,
that's
and
out.
I don't, you know, I don't have many of those books left, but I've been autographing the ones that I sell with my signature. I can't get my dad's signature on, but it's on the bookstore at shiftradio.com, The Biggest Con. I also have some copies of his book, The Kingdom of Malts, another one of my favorites, which, you know, that's also up there, too. I've got more of those, but I am running very low on The Biggest Cons. But, you know, what people can do about this, look, you know, people make fun of me. Oh, Peter, you know, look, you've been saying the dollar's going to go down. The dollar's gone up. You know, it's gone up, but it's not going to stay up. It's only because people don't understand what the Fed is going to do. They don't understand the bubble in the U.S. economy. They're fooled. They're just as blind as they were. The same guys that are buying the dollar were buying the subprime mortgages. They were completely convinced they were doing the right thing, and they lost everything. The people who are buying the dollar is going to lose everything. People who bet against subprime made a lot of money. You got to bet against the dollar, and the way you do that is you invest outside the U.S. You buy stocks in a few countries that are real safe havens like Switzerland or Singapore or New Zealand.
All right.
And we're helping our clients do that at Europe Pacific Capital, europac.com.
Very exciting. Peter, we're out of time. Thank you so much. We'll pray for your dad. Thank you so much. We'll be back. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Living on the edge because the globalists are manipulating and orchestrating and greasing the skids of crises to pose as the saviors and bring in their world government. Some threats are real, they talk about. Others, like climate change, are made up. Climate's always changing. It's all a giant power grab. We're going to go to your phone calls here in just a moment. I was just listening to one of those news pieces during the break that Darren McBreen produced. And I'm glad he did that because it was in the stack and I hadn't covered it yet. I need to do a detailed report on this because 2 years ago we had an article headline, Pentagon promises to stop lying because of Drudge Report. And I gave it that headline because they talked about the Drudge Report and said we can't lie because the Drudge Report and sites like it can expose us in real time. But I also gave it the headline because the media was in a big demonization campaign against the Drudge Report at that time, and I knew they'd probably pick it up, and they did. And it would then backfire against them. And I point out in that article that a month before they, quote, legalized in Congress, removed a law, repealed a law that banned the CIA domestically planning false news and information and other federal agencies. The Government Accountability Office a few years before had said it was illegal, it was already going on, but that it should be stopped. So Congress's answer, it's kind of like when Congress got caught 8 years ago insider trading. They passed a law the next year legalizing insider trading for Congress. That's like a pedophile being caught, and so then Congress passes a law saying it's okay. Hey, I don't care if Congress passes a law saying pedophiles can rape kids. I catch you going after my kids, I'm going to beat your brains out. And it's not a threat. I'm going to kill you. So just default. You try to torture my kids, try to rape them, try to kill them, I'm coming after you. There isn't any mammal out there worth its salt that won't fight for its young. And that's the ultimate final domination. Your kids belong to us. We're going to give them inoculations. Parents, aren't the parents. I mean, this is a rubbing your nose in it activity by a cult of scum. Good people don't desire the power. The scum does. Good people, the smarter someone is, the better they are, the nicer they are, the cooler they are. In my experience, the more reclusive they are. The more they don't want to tell people what to do. The more they don't want employees. The more they just got a few friends, people they like, hobbies they like. They want to be left alone. I mean, the older I get, people think I'm an extrovert overall, and I can be when I need to be. But the truth is, I like to be alone or with just a few people. I'm very introverted. And I'm not saying I'm the greatest guy since sliced bread, but, I don't want to screw folks over. I really care about people getting a fair shake. I don't dislike people that are smarter than I am or better looking or more successful. I admire them. And I thought growing up everybody was like me. Well, everybody isn't like us, folks. The listeners of this show are good people. I've met you. I know you. And so we don't want to be in control. We don't. But if we don't take the country and the world back, the scum's going to be in control. So we got a job to do, and we can beat these people. But another whistleblower, there's over 500 of them now that have gone public. It was 50, then 200, then 300 more. Former head of defense intelligence, the general, deputy head of the CIA, saying, yes, we've been told a lie about Al-Qaeda and ISIS. They're taking over everywhere. We're helping them. It's horrible. And really, that's a cover-their-butt exercise because it's so bold to fund people murdering every Christian they get their hands on. And Obama, through his family in Kenya, there in northern eastern Africa, shipping money into the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, this is really dastardly. I mean, there's a new James Bond movie coming out with Spectre. I mean, Spectre are cupcakes compared to this, okay? I mean, these are really bad people. And folks say, well, why are you still on the air? Well, I've been threatened. They've tried to buy me off. I've been attacked over the years. But it's been silent. I get demonized and I get assassinated in the media now. I mean, just yesterday, without really looking, I saw in my inbox, Houston Chronicle, was it New York Daily News, other newspapers, just with flat-out lies about what I say and what I stand for. So, I mean, I guess I should be glad they're just trying to assassinate my name. But it doesn't really matter because the message already got out, so you can destroy me all day long. If you're too obvious about it, it makes me a martyr, which is answering the question of why I'm still alive. But they're moving into a very reckless phase. I don't know. There may come a time where they come lock me up, make something up. I mean, who knows what it'll be? I just hope you realize whatever it is, and I hope it doesn't happen, because I need to take care of my children. But if it does, it does. It's just part of the deal. I mean, I think I'll be fulfilled if they set me up or put me in prison or kill me. I don't want to be fulfilled. My flesh doesn't want to be fulfilled. But that really is probably my destiny. And I hate to speak such things aloud, but I just want to say I'm a winner. I didn't screw anybody over. I'm not a parasite. I love everybody who stands for justice. And I hate those that want to dumb people down and control folks. And people just have to make the decision what side you're on. Because, as you can see, it's rapidly approaching the time where you're not going to be able to sit in the middle anymore. Do you support harvesting babies' organs? Do you support pedophilia? People are like, man, I'm getting all these emails. You said they'd announce pedophilia next, in the next few months, and it's happening. How did you know? Man, it's not hard to know. These people are evil. I mean, I know them. I've studied them. I've gotten inside their minds. And if people could get inside the elite's minds, I'm going to go to your calls. you would realize there's no question they got to be fought. I mean, even if you're a lazy person, you realize how horrible it's going to get under this? They want tyranny in place because they know you're going to stand up and fight back. They want tyranny in place because they know it's going to get so bad, you're not going to have a choice but to fight back. Need to fight back now while we still got a chance. And I'm not looking for trouble. The globalists are looking for us. We didn't start this. Rick Santorum says he's vindicated. Media, White House, Salon goes soft on pedophilia. Yeah, the media, the White House is doing it. Federal judges are saying, hey, you know, some 30-year-old guy wants to date your 12-year-old daughter, it's okay. As if your 12-year-old daughter can make that decision. And now we're the squares because we don't want to grab 5-year-olds out of backyards. Now, I want to grab pedophiles and beat their brains out. I mean, I'll just be honest with you. My instinct is, I ever catch somebody abusing a child, raping a child, I'm going to kill them. And I don't like talking about killing people, folks, but, I mean, that's my instinct. I'm just being honest with you. And the people in this government, if this stuff continues to expand, you're going to be held accountable. I'm telling you right now. You've been pushing and pushing and pushing so long, it's time for you to back off. You understand? But I know you won't. All right. Anyways, getting back to White House propaganda. Whistleblower, intelligence on ISIS being grossly thrown to the side, CENTCOM analysts given implied orders not to report facts on the ground in Iraq regarding terrorist activity. A retired Army sergeant has further revealed the U.S. military intelligence reports regarding terrorist activity in Iraq are being fundamentally manipulated and changed in order to fit with the positive public statements made by the Obama administration. That's just a sergeant. We've had the general over the whole thing go public. Then the reporter goes, so the White House was just dumb and didn't know it was funding Al-Qaeda. He goes, no, we were ordered to. It was an order. And that dovetails with this. White House linked group, Soros, bankrolled new fact-checking network. So you think Snopes is bad with some lady with a cat. She tells you what reality is. Project funded organizations that funded Kiev coup. And this is just private groups doing what's over the top with CIA backing domestically, Operation Mockingbird, with the Endowment for Democracy. That's George Soros. They're going to study how to, quote, fact-check everything and tell us what reality is. And, of course, also they're going to, quote, decide how to package information to manipulate us. That's what the CIA announced last week. I mean, this is so hardcore. David, New York, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Doing all right, man.
Okay. When you mentioned children, you know, being able to choose whatever at age 12, I guess now at age 11, they're trying to push it where they can accept one of the new 146 vaccines that are coming down the line. Because
they're saying parents don't matter. We, the state, are going to come in like pedophiles and get involved with your kids.
One of the first things, and probably one of the only things I heard the Pope say, and it was shortly after he got off the plane, was that some dear lady had mentioned that he wasn't wearing, the ruby slippers or scarlet slippers, and he was wearing white ones, that he must be the anti-Pope. And I'm thinking, why in the world would he say something like that, other than people are talking, you know, about him, you know, about being the black pope and, you know, how bad he's supposed to be. And so they're trying to do.
Yeah, that's it. He's flaunting it. He's throwing it in our face. You can say what you want about past popes. I reserve judgment because they were anti-communist, pro-family. This guy is just, how can you have a pope saying these things?
The talking heads were making fun of, I guess, family. South Park's coming out now with an episode where one of the people in the town is talking about not the wall, that we need, Dad. We need to keep the people coming across the border from entering our schools. Well, you know, Philadelphia just within the last few weeks mentioned that with all the immigrants they have coming, they have 60 different countries and 40 different languages. So I guess you have to have an interpreter for each of the 40 different languages.
They're creating a Tower of Babel, and then the Democrat managers make sure no one assimilates.
Well, the Pope wants us to practice being poor. Well, I think they're going to do it just through school taxes. You know, it's not a too hard to see. Hey, real quick.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. You know, we know what the Trojan horse is, and obviously we've all said, you know, that's what's come across the border. But actually, it's a different horse, and it's a stalking horse, a pretext concealing one's real intentions or actions.
Tell you what, stay there. I got my reporters popping in, but if you hold tomorrow, I'll come back to you, Dave.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So I found out the other day that at guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours, don't be afraid, it's easy. Guns80.com, go to guns80.com now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Hey, Bricky Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Bricky Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Bricky water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Bricky system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBricky.com or call me, the Bricky Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here back live. Ja'Kari Jackson is in D.C. They're going to be following the Pope's three-state trip. They got there yesterday before he arrived. They filed a bunch of powerful reports at Infowars.com and for the Infowars Nightly News. Ja'Kari Jackson with David Knight joins us from the ground. Ja'Kari?
Ja'Kari Jackson in Washington, D.C. That's right, Alex. We hear right outside the White House, as you can see behind me, and to look at it right now, a couple hours after the Pope gave his speech, you really wouldn't know anything happened here besides the barricades that are left behind. This was the area where I was at last night where they had the signs posted saying that you need a government-issued ID to enter the premises, but now they've opened it back up. As is the case for most of the area surrounding the White House, they had it blocked off in several blocks every direction around the thing. You couldn't get anywhere close to it except to go through one of the checkpoints. And we showed you guys those videos. The TSA actually doing. You were happy to see that, Alex. Not that you're happy that it happened, but to show people that the TSA is out in the streets doing these type of procedures. They're looking through people's bags. We got that on camera, digging through people's bags, picking out the contents, you know, flipping through people's pocketbooks and doing all that kind
of stuff. It shows how the TSA is meant to be the new national police force.
Yes, and they said it was a conspiracy theory. They said it would never happen. Well, we got documented proof right outside the White House that was going on. Now, as far as the speech itself, you know, we had all of our gear, all our big backpacks and stuff, so we couldn't get into the actual grounds where the Pope was speaking, but we could hear him over the loudspeakers. We could hear the people cheering. The estimates I saw, CNN said something like 11,000 people were expected out here, so I guess that's a fair assessment. Now, as far as getting footage of the Pope, we didn't get too close to him. I think as close
I got you guys, we don't care. Who cares about? I mean, we can see what he says and does. It's about reporting on the security theater that's taking place and what people are saying.
Yes, and when we were out there speaking to the people, you know, asked people, was it worth your time to come out here and see the Pope? They said, absolutely. You know, people, the area where I was in, I saw him for maybe 30 seconds through a very high-powered, zoomed lens. Then I saw him about 30 seconds. They said, you know, it's worth their time. It's worth their day to come out here and see the Pope, and just to see him for that very brief interaction.
Jakari, what do you make of the Pope saying that carbon dioxide and water vapor is air pollution and praising the new UN treaty?
Well, you know, I'm definitely not a fan of this carbon tax credit scheme they have going. We were watching Fox News last night, and it's probably the first time I've ever agreed with Bill O'Reilly, and I doubt if I ever will again, when he was talking about the carbon situation and the carbon credits and all that. He says it's more of a pollution problem than it is a climate change problem, and I do agree with that. Because I often meet people who mix apples and oranges. They say, what about this type of pollution? What about that type of pollution? I say, yes, I do agree with that. But we do have that situation. But to say that we need a carbon credit scheme to make all this stuff go away, it does not make any sense to me at all. But many people, they were, you know, happy just to see the Pope for a few minutes. But the theater, I asked people, do you think the Pope has enough security? Many people said, I hope so. Even though we have, I don't know, thousands upon thousands of people out here to protect the Pope. The Border Patrol is out here to protect the Pope, as David Knight documented. They're not on the southern border trying to secure that situation. No, they're up here guarding the Pope at the White House. So it's very interesting to me that the Pope, who clamors for open borders, was guarded actually by the Border Patrol. I thought that was quite ironic.
Well, it's funny. He wants walls. He wants security. But as a nation, we're supposedly not supposed to have any security. But then internally, we've got the TSA searching us, violating the Fourth Amendment, to get miles away from His Holiness.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, like I said, I walked through this area last night. You know, I could walk through free and open. Now, you know, it's pretty much blocked off, barricade, you know, a little barricade city within a city. So, you know, the people pretty much have been receptive to the message so far. No problems that I've seen, but we'll move on to the next area and try to see what's happening in places like New York and Philadelphia.
That's right. He's going to New York next to speak at the UN. You're going to be covering that with David Knight, our own David Knight. And then he's going to Philly. And no discussion of the aborted babies, the organ harvesting, no discussion of anything. Under pressure, he's reversed himself, saying, stop talking about abortion so much. And he said we should protect all of the weak, including babies, the unborn. So I'll give him that. He's also said he's not a leftist. I don't know how it's not leftist to say prosperity is bad and being poor is good. That's really the goal of socialism, is to make you dependent.
Yeah, well, we've seen people like Obama. He goes over to Africa, I believe it was, and said that if Africans get air conditioned, the planet would boil over. And all these people talking about, you know, his carbon footprint and all this, even though he may drive in some little Fiat Popemobile He has, I don't know how many armed guards riding around in their big suburban SUVs. Yeah, all it is a publicity stunt. Same thing with Obama. He hops on Air Force One. He has all these people following around in the motorcades talking about our carbon footprint. No, they have the big carbon footprints.
Well, Jakari, great report on the TSA. David Knight's excellent report on the Border Patrol. These are reports that nobody else is filing. Mainstream media just goes with the script that basically the second coming of Christ has happened. The Pope is here. He's endorsed Obama. I mean, it's like he's the false prophet and Obama's the Antichrist or something. I'm not saying that, but it's like a warm-up model of that. Great job, Jakari. We're going to come back and get David Knight's take briefly, then more calls and news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, you're not going to see mainstream media reporting on the TSA as the new National Police Force out now to be in 3 states, I guess. We got video in D.C. searching people miles away from the Pontiff. You're not going to really hear anything about the Border Patrol being called in to protect him as well. Just ridiculous. And believe me, I don't want anything to happen to this Pope. That turned him into a martyr. It just shows the globalists are moving on every front. They're making announcements, forced inoculations all over the world. Pedophilia, they say, is good. Open borders is good. Your women belong to us. Ha, ha, ha. We're going to bring radical jihadis in. We're going to bring carbon taxes in. We're going to exempt the UN. We're going to exempt the top corporations. The story out in California, the two rich Arabs, teenagers driving, you know, million-dollar Ferraris and Lamborghinis around, through tiny streets at 100 miles an hour. That just illustrates when the cops pull them over and they go, oh, shut up, you stupid Americans. You can't stop us. We have diplomatic immunity. That's what the New World Order is the globalists, the big banks, the big institutions are tax exempt above the law, just like the Vatican. They can do whatever they want. And then even their minions, under political correctness, they're above the law. They're hands off. Because it's part of the agenda. Everything is selectively enforced. It's a very dangerous situation. We're going to go back to your calls, Dave, and, of course, Matt, and then Margaret, Denise, Jared, and others. But I wanted to pop in with David Knight to get a live report from there in front of the White House with Jakari Jackson. David Knight, your observation since you've been on the ground for about 30 hours.
David Knight reporting for Infowars.com. Here we are in front of the White House. And, of course, behind me, Alex, is Andrew Jackson. In front of me is Jakari Jackson. Remember, Andrew Jackson was the guy that Ted Cruz said he'd like to see taken off the $20 bill so we didn't have to remove Alexander Hamilton. We need to remember that it was Andrew Jackson who fought to stop the central bank. It was Alexander Hamilton who fought to have a central bank. Nevertheless, that's an aside. Today, we literally walked around the entire security perimeter here, carrying large packs, I will add, pretty tired. But, you know, when I was walking, I told Jakari, I said, when George Washington was here, he was asked about the British people. Are the British people free? Because Americans only wanted to talk about liberty at the time. So we talk about liberty all the time. Aren't the British free? And he said, they walk about freely, but between high walls. We literally were walking around Washington between high walls and helicopters overhead. We had policemen lined up so thick. The police line literally was a police line. It wasn't any kind of markers there. It's absolutely amazing, Alex, and it's over the top. And it shows how people, as Jakari pointed out with his reports when he asked people, what do you think about this? Is it too much? Are we over the top? No, we need to be safe. People don't talk about freedom anymore. They talk about the security state. It grieves me to see their acceptance of this. It grieves me to see all this. And I understand what's behind it. It's not about our safety. It's about their safety. It's about the safety of the elites, the people who go to the Bilderberg conventions, the popes and the presidents who meet with each other. It's about their safety. They could care less about your safety or your freedom. Over here, where we got kicked out of the park, we were set up to call in earlier. They closed the park. They kept everybody out for about an hour or so. No reason given, no time that they were going to come back was given. So Jakari and I were sitting over there waiting to get on. And right across from us was the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. They have big banners hanging out there. Jobs, growth, hashtag jobs. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is the reason on the Republican side that we have open borders. They're working with Obama, the Boehners, McConnell. They're working with Obama to make sure that we have open borders. We have a Pope who's guarded by the Border Patrol because the Border Patrol isn't on the border. So that's the situation we got here. One other thing I'd like to add to Alex, and that is this whole issue about the fiat. Everybody is talking about the humble Pope and his fiat. Understand that he flew in on a private jet before he got into that fiat. And when he's driving around today in the Pope Mobile, that's provided, that's a Jeep that they've modified. It's a Chrysler fiat product. I'm wondering as I'm looking at this, I told my wife, I said, this whole thing about humility, it may just be a massive product placement for Chrysler Fiat.
Oh, it definitely is. Yeah. His Fiat, yeah. Big Bilderberg yeah. Group member, took over yeah. Jeep 3 years ago.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. One other thing I want to add, and that is the whole concept of liberation theology. We talk about the open borders, but of course he's here.
It comes from the Jesuits that for a while yes. was banned by the Catholic Church.
Yes. The Brazilian priest who started liberation theology, Leonardo Buff, let me read you what he said about this particular pope, told this to Der Spiegel in 2013. So it's almost 3 years ago that he said this now. He said, Francis will teach a lesson to the church. We are coming out of a bitter and gloomy winter. With Francis comes the spring. Now, this is a guy who founded liberation theology, which is nothing but Marxism with a thin veneer of religion on it. He left the Catholic Church. He became an environmentalist. And now we have Francis, who he had the highest hope for, would change, fundamentally change the church, that there would be a springtime with this pope. What he is selling is, with these carbon credits, it is an indulgence. This is an indulgence to use energy. That's essentially what this is going to be. They want you to pay some globalist banker or Al Gore, somebody, to every time you turn on your car, every time you turn on a light switch, you want to pay a tax to these guys. That's what the carbon tax is about. It doesn't even have anything to do with the environment. Many of these things that we're being told don't have anything to do with the environment. Again, many of the in the environmental movement, people call them watermelons. They have a thin veneer of green, and they're all red on the inside, and that's really what this agenda is about. He sold it today. Well, he didn't have to sell it to Obama, but they work together on how they're going to do this. Tomorrow, he's going to talk to Congress. He's going to try to sell it to them at Congress. We're going to cover that at the mall. There's going to be a speech, and there's a you saw that report that we put up where we talked about how they're using the veneer of climate change in front of the Capitol building. That looks like it's being remade into something completely different. And then on Friday, he's going to go to the UN. Just happens to be a General Assembly. They have plotted all of this for the last 6 months, at least since the Pope did the
assembly. No, they just introduced the legislation yesterday. Right on. It's all concerted.
I didn't see that. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, they know this is all very carefully and orchestrated and fed to us in steps exactly like the agenda where the Pope is going from this place to that place to this place. They're leading us by the hand down this climate change agenda.
Oh, it's like watching the Pope's of 25-foot boa constrictor wrapping around a baby piglet, squeezing its eyeballs out, telling it it loves it. I mean, it's truly disgusting.
Yes. It really is selling a globalist government agenda. That's what all these treaties are about. That's what the open border is about. And that's what the climate change agenda is about. But, of course, they're saying they're trying to make a moral case for it. They're trying to make a case that it involves the family. Really? I mean, really, it involves the family. If you want to talk to Obama, talk to him about stopping the foreign wars. Talk to him about stopping equipping ISIS, creating ISIS, training ISIS.
Where is the Pope on the baby parts being sold in China and the U.S.?
Exactly. Exactly. Nowhere. Nowhere. You won't hear anything about that.
He really is a sickening person. And in the fiat stunt, all of it
was a stunt.
Is disgusting. David, what else are you planning to be covering? What are the different angles you guys are going to be going over the next few days?
Well, we couldn't get access today. As I said, we walked around a security perimeter that was unbelievable in terms of how deep that perimeter was. So it was very difficult. Jakari got a short telephoto shot of the Pope as he went by in the Pope mobile, the Jeep Fiat Chrysler product that he was on. This afternoon, he's going to hold the Spanish Mass. He's going to have the first canonization of someone that's held in the United States as canonization Mass. They're going to declare a former priest as a saint. And as I pointed out yesterday, he was someone who was involved with the Catholic colonization of California. He's sending a message to people. This is a very controversial priest, Priest Sarah. Many people have accused him of abusing Indians, and they even tried to get his statue removed from the California legislature. But in spite of all that controversy, Alex, he wants to hold this guy up and elevate him as an example, showing how we can take back, showing the Hispanics and Latin Americans how they can take back America. That's really what's
It's all about Aswan. It's truly, truly transparent. All right, David Knight and Jakari Jackson, fabulous job. We'll talk to you again live tomorrow. I guess tomorrow you're going to be in New York.
Yes. Well, there'll be Congress tomorrow. He'll be addressing Congress. We'll be covering that in the on the lawn. And then we'll be traveling to New York, and he'll be doing the UN presentation in New York.
Okay, fabulous job. Please continue. We'll be following it all as you post your reports to InfoWars.com and the Nightly News this evening.
Thank you.
All right, I want to go to your phone calls, but I need to mention some of the news I haven't gotten to. I mean, here's just the stacks of stuff I've got. Caitlyn Jenner won't be prosecuted for manslaughter following fatal car crash in February following ruling over neglect actions, was texting on the phone. And look, I don't care that the Olympic athlete thinks he's a woman. I just really don't care. It's that we're being force-fed this constantly. And it's meant to just set the precedent that anything goes. And I guarantee if you were somebody else and not this incredible, you know, God, then you would be in deep trouble. School district implements iris scanners on buses after student's death. A disabled child was left on the bus and abandoned and died. 19-year-old autistic student. So now everyone must be retina scanned when they get on to count them. See, in the name of liability, everyone must be counted biometrics. Well, that ties into this article. I know this is old news for our audience, but it's now in the news. Reuters. Intelligent car seat detects driver stress level, anger level, you know, you name it, and reports it back to the police. It's called your driver partner algorithm. This is all just being wired into everything, folks, but the point is it's now being rolled out. They're now going operational with all this. The total enslavement control grid. They're saying that there'll be no more police car chases now because all the new cars have a kill switch in them. So you're like, oh, that's great. No, it's not. Because bad people are in control of the government, and it gives them godlike power over us. Imagine what Hitler would have done or Stalin with technologies like this. Now, here's one from French news agency. Shout your abortion. That's part of this T-shirt saying I had an abortion campaign explodes on social media. A social media campaign launched by three U.S. activists that announced the stigma surrounding abortion has gone viral as women have shared their experiences. Both pro-life campaigners have hit back. Look, I don't judge a woman that's had an abortion. You got lied to, whatever, early trimester, whatever. But then a lot of women, once they realize it's wrong, they then double down and become like cult members that serve it. It's pushed by eugenicists, pushed by racists. It's evil. It's bad. It's abhorrent. And it's all part of the dehumanization of life. Now the old people, now the veterans, it's all happened. Transgender woman says TSA detained, humiliated her over body anomaly. You claim you're a woman, but you've got something in your pants. What is it? This is only news because it's a transgendered person. No one cares what happens to a man or a woman, a black, a white, a Hispanic person. See, but oh my gosh, a god was questioned over their proboscis. And so, that's not a scientific name, I'm sorry. Report, Muslims are the fastest growing immigrant community. That's from the U.S. Community Survey Census latest numbers. And that dovetails with this video. I don't have time to play it, but it's up on Infowars.com. Angry Muslims taunt New Jersey school officials, we're going to be the majority soon. See, you bring in all these foreigners, you fill them full of hate, you make them racially and religiously identify, everyone else is politically correct and just says, you know, here's my checkbook, here's my daughter, I'll do whatever you say. I mean, it's the globalists breaking the country up for colonization by the globalists. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen, they want to move towards global IDs based on face scan, thumbprint, or handprint, or index print, saying it's 100%. The answer to all the leaked Social Security numbers and stuff they say is that. But actually, that's going to get leaked as well. Office of Personnel Management, 5.6 million estimated to have fingerprints stolen in breach. Now they can basically be set up, you name it. Militia organizer threatens to arrest Steinbrenner over Iran deal. Growing number believe California drought is a government conspiracy. CBS News Sacramento. There's a growing underground movement of people who believe California's drought is part of a government conspiracy instead of a naturally occurring event from a lack of rain during the last 4 years. The movement's leader, Dane Whittington, I think we've had him on, says he's putting his life on the line to reveal the truth that will shake society to its core. Let's get them on. All we know is there's massive geoengineering going on. That's admitted. The details, again, are secret, but they admit it's going on. And then the weather people, the weather men and women, have gotten up on TV in California, Oregon, and Washington and said, yeah, must be the military. There's all these jets out there. You can see the chaff they're spraying, and it's blocking that. It's not chaff. It's in the jet fuel, but it's a micro chaff. And we know from the meteorologists we've had on, from Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, that this is old technology to block weather fronts, and they just kill the water before it comes in. Because then they can get everybody to sell out, sell their land, turn the water back on, and come in and take it over. Bill and Melinda Gates run a huge secretive program for the Department of Defense. That's admitted. Look it up. Bill and Melinda Gates run a multi-billion dollar a year classified program in North America. In the 60s, Stanford Research and the Naval Weapons Laboratory certified, this was declassified 10 years ago, look it up, 2005, that they had weather weapons that could create, stop, make stronger, move, whatever, hurricanes. And then they have national TV shows just make fun of me and go, oh, he claims that, you know, that Obama sent tornadoes to Oklahoma. No, I didn't. A caller called in and said, I think this could be a weather weapon. And I said, the weather weapons exist, but they're not generally localized. It probably wasn't. That turns to Rachel Maddow lying to her prey, her audience, her victims, telling them out of context, not showing a clip, that I said that. And I just say, keep doing it. Keep lying about me. That's a big story. Oh, that's just the half of like 12 stacks, literally, I have here. We're going to go to break and come back and let Dave finish up and go to Matt and go to Margaret and others. We'll do 5 minutes of Overdrive to finish everybody. And the whole fourth hour of Overdrive stations to start picking it up. A lot of them are hosted by myself and other folks. Today it's going to be Rob Dew. Tomorrow, Anthony Gucciardi, where we get a lot of special reports aired we didn't aired, a lot of articles we didn't get to get covered, phone calls, special guests, fourth hour on the satellite, and a lot more. The money bomb's over, and we did succeed thanks to you. I'll be announcing more about affiliates, more about frequencies next week. We're getting all that lined up for the big push to get us on these TV stations and these cable stations, which is already happening. It's like trying to eat an elephant or something, all the calls, all the contracts, all the deals, all the... But it's a long way to the top if you want to fight tyranny. That's what it comes down to. But thank you all for your support. We have 20% off DNA Force. That's a huge special flagship product. Just simply amazing. And 20% off Brain Force right now. And Child Ease is now back in. All of it available at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife, one word, InfoWarsLife.com. Or call toll-free. We can answer all your questions. Take your order, 888-253-3139. Your purchase makes it all possible, so thank you.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Yeah.
at the University of Delaware. They had a section that had beautiful Chinese lanterns. I'm thinking about putting that in my dining room. And they thought that it was a Klan message that they were nooses. And it was pointed out that it was actually the Japanese or Chinese style lanterns, you know, just lit up. We can do a document cam shot for TV viewers right over there. They refused to admit that that was the case. So this is the mass mental illness where you're hit with bioweapons in the food chain and the vaccines and chemical weapons, and you won't wake up to that, but you'll just imagine that brown paper bags are out to get you. German police cover up rapes, it's now confirmed, so as to not to legitimize, they say, close quote, critics of mass migration. Secretary of State warns U.S. and Russia may clash in Syria. So a lot of just epic news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And this is getting new, having Anthony Gucciardi, Paul Watson, Rob Dew, Leanne McAdoo, and others hosting David Knight, the fourth hour. So first it was going to be Gucciardi, but he's tomorrow. They changed that schedule because Anthony had something else to do. And then it was going to be Dew, I was told, and then it was Leanne McAdoo. It doesn't matter. I'm going to get everybody broke in on doing live TV and live radio, and they love doing it. So it's going to be Leanne McAdoo next hour. Dude's going to be riding shotgun with her some. And hell, I can just stay in there and do the fourth hour. Water off my back. I love doing it. I do have a lot of stuff I got to get done, though, launching this network. Dave in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead and finish up your point.
Actually, I got another point while I was thinking, then I'll make it quick. Because while I was thinking, it's probably something that should be out there. But it was just a... I was reading about the beast before, and the woman dressed in scarlet and purple.
That rides the, the and whore that rides the beast?
Yeah, and it just came to me that her name is, you know, and this is what came to me, her name is Gaia. And that makes so much sense. Here I'm listening to you talking about the Pope riding in his Fiat, you know, and that just popped into my head. But, you know, they have the Fiat Pop, and so now that big luxury edition you just saw that he was in, they're going to call that the Fiat Pope. I think that.
Wow, it's a serious rollout. Thank you, Dave. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt in D.C. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know. I went to the National Animal Rights Conference this year, and about a third or more of the people I talked to are big fans of the show. So just wanted to let you know that there is overlap in these two movements.
I'm all for real animals, you know, not having animal cruelty, having them be treated properly. Absolutely. It's the PETA people are the eugenics front group to control the animal rights movement.
Well, yeah, and I wanted to have you point out to people that if they're real environmentalists and they're trying to cut carbon, if they're not vegan, then you shouldn't even be listening because the United Nations already said that animal agriculture contributes over 50% to the so-called greenhouse gases. So,
well, yeah, they say the flatulence of cows is going to kill us.
Right. So if they're not eating, you know, putting their food where their mouth is, in a way of speaking, then you shouldn't even be considering them environmentalists. So that's the big point. And that, I really think that it starts with animals, consuming animals and like treating animals. People treat other people like animals. You say it every day almost. And if we don't start treating animals better, it's just going to stay as bad for people.
No, I agree. And if we don't treat people better, we're going to treat animals worse. We need to have empathy. We need to understand everything comes back on us. Great point. Did you have any comment about his lordship that arrived?
Oh, yeah. Actually, you know, I'm in D.C. I scored a couple tickets to see him tomorrow morning outside the lawn. So I'm excited to see what kind of propaganda he's going to be preaching.
I tell you, I mean, he's a guy elected by a bunch of other cardinals, and people act like it's like meeting a god or something. But that's because folks haven't met celebrities. I've just been desensitized getting to meet a lot of celebrities and stuff. It's really quite boring. And my heart rate wouldn't even go up talking to the Pope, other than just telling him, man, I tell you, you know, I think you're making this up. You got to know capitalism ends up helping people the most. How could you be a communist? How could you be a socialist? We're going to do some overdrive here for 5 minutes, then we're going to continue the fourth hour with Leanne McAdoo and more. You don't want to miss it because she's got a lot of news coming up, a lot of key stuff. FBI merges criminal and civil fingerprints. The Pope, geoengineering, that's going to be important.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.